afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Confession of Faith 2021. This is for week 39. It is a week late, but I'm going to do this, and then right on the heels of it, I'll do week 40. And today we have, it's actually the second week that we're doing Article 13 of the Baptist Faith and Message on Stewardship. So I'll read it quickly when we get to it, but really just want to talk about and look at one cross reference today from Matthew chapter 6. Father, we thank you for all good things that you've given us. They all come from you. They're all a reminder of your goodness and care for us, and all of them should drive us to remember you, to think about you, to give you thanks and to give you praise, and to keep trusting you and depending on you. It's in Jesus we lift this prayer. Amen. All right. Article 13, Stewardship. God is the source of all blessings, temporal and spiritual. All that we have and are, we owe to him. Christians have a spiritual debtorship to the whole world, a holy trusteeship in the gospel, a binding stewardship in their possessions. You have some big words there, and they all have that same suffix. But basically, we're debtors. You know, God has given us so much that we owe to him, and we owe to live for him in relation to the world, not to live for ourselves. So hopefully that sums it up for you and get past some of the amount of syllables there. They're therefore under obligation to serve him with their time, talents, and material possessions, and should recognize all these as entrusted to them to use for the glory of God and for helping others. Not for our own glory and kingdom, but for his glory and kingdom. What he's given us, use it to serve him. According to the scriptures, Christians should contribute of their means cheerfully, regularly, systematically, proportionately, and liberally for the advancement of the Redeemer's cause on earth. So we should be cheerful givers. We should be generous. It should be a habit, not something that's sporadic. And it should be open-handed, not closed-handed. And then I wanted to look at Matthew 6, which is one of the cross references down here. Let's see. Yeah, here you go, Matthew 6, 1-4. Get into some of the principles, some of the heart principles, so the motive of our giving and any good deed that we would do. So here we go. Matthew 6, verse 1. Beware of practicing your righteousness, good deeds in general, right? Acts of obedience, before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Obviously, you can see the two different motives here. One motive is to be seen by others and to be praised by others, whether praised by them verbally, maybe praised by them verbally to you and telling you how giving and how generous, boy, that was really nice of you, or amongst themselves, just talking about you. And how generous you were, and how wonderful and how obedient you are. What a great shining example that you are. One motive, to be seen by others and praised by others, or to be seen by God. To be seen by God, the motive is simply to please him. Not so that we would look good in the eyes of others. And so that's why the first word in this paragraph is so important. Beware. Beware. Be on guard. Be warned of this. Of what? Of practicing your righteousness, of being good in the sight of other people so that they will see you. Beware of that. Stand guard against that temptation that comes in all of our hearts, if we're honest with ourselves. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. The true blessing, the true benefit of enjoying God's favor, walking in love and obedience to him, true love and true obedience, just to please him, you'll miss out on it. Verse 2, thus when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you. Now, you and I, most likely, That's not going to be a literal thing. Right? We don't sound trumpets. But we do, metaphorically, symbolically, you know, want people to know, want people to see, want people to talk about. Who does this? The hypocrites do in the synagogues and the streets, that they may be praised by others. Well, they've received their reward. What reward is Jesus talking about when he says they have received their reward? Well, it's a twofold reward. They're seen by people and they're praised by people. But when you give to the needy, the contrast in verse 3, another metaphor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. So it's the extreme opposite of wanting everyone to know what you're doing so that they can praise you. You're not even, one hand's not even letting the other hand know what's going on. That's how secretive we would be by default if we're only focused on God and doing the right thing in service to others, but for the glory of God and obedience to God. So that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And his favor and his blessing and him being honored is reward enough. But you do grow spiritually and enjoy the blessing and peace of God, the spiritual benefit, the presence and the joy of the Holy Spirit as we grow in love for God, as we grow in living for him. That's a real thing. Enjoying the blessing of God spiritually is a real thing, but it's connected to true obedience that's focused on God, not a hypocritical, false, superficial, fake obedience that's focused on ourselves and what others think of us. So that's what we would strive to do in all of our stewardship. Again, that's one of the cross references under stewardship, is making sure that we're being good stewards and using what God has given us in obedience to him for his glory, but in the right way and from the right motive. It's not to be seen by others and praised by others. Never ever. Father, we thank you again for all the gifts you showered upon us. And I pray you'd work in our hearts to have that right motive in all of our striving to obey you and to give, whether it's a church or somewhere else. I pray you'd continue to change our hearts to have godly, spirit-filled, spirit-led motives. It's in Christ that I ask this. Amen. All right. God bless. Thank you for your patience in seeing this, getting this up here a week late. I'm going to shut it down and get started on week 40. God bless you.